Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we think about gift registries as something people set up when they're going to get married or having a baby or something like that.
Okay. But Christmas. A lot of times people do them at Christmas.
Okay.
Registries?
Yeah, especially whenever you got, like, grandparents and the kids are out of state and they don't really know what to get them. Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, I think so.
But you know what, Tom? Why does it have to be limited to just those things?
It's not.
Yeah.
We do it for Christmas.
Yeah, apparently so.
I just write to Santa directly.
Are you kidding me? Jeff Bezos is way higher up than Santa is.
I don't know about that.
Everyone should have a gift registry, they say, that's publicly available and they can keep on refreshing as they go along throughout their lives.
You can check out my Amazon gift registry at any time if you feel the need to donate to me.
Now, is yours public?
Absolutely.
Okay, so everybody can find out exactly what you are looking for on your wish list.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's what it's called, too. It's a wish list. And
really?
So far, it has remained a wish. No one has bought me anything off of it yet, but yes, I have a list on Amazon. It's Tom Steele's wish list, and if someone wants to buy me something, I'll make it very easy and put it on the Hawk and Tom Facebook page.
I know what I'm going to spend my time doing this afternoon.
Oh,
then.
Are you going to get me something?
No. I'm going to create a wish list.
Oh, what a selfish
You don't
person.
Already have one?
No. No, I've never thought of just randomly putting out there what it is I'd like to have that someone might buy me. That's
little... not how it started out. It started out as me keeping track of stuff I thought was cool and interesting.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, whoa, you can actually open this and make it public, and anyone who wants to buy it can.
Mm. Okay.
So unlike you, I didn't specifically go out with the selfish idea of doing that like you're doing today.
Oh, okay.
Okay, selfish and self-centered person that you are.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is what people are doing now. It's not only, you know, for your wedding or your baby showers or for Christmas.
Or your birthday. I do it for my birthday, too.
Okay, well, other people are doing it for their birthday. That's what they're saying in this article.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, so on your birthday, you got your own public wish list there.
It makes sense.
They're saying, of course, graduations. Maybe a breakup. If you have a breakup, you know what? I'm going to move on. I need some things because my boyfriend took our TV.
Our toaster.
Okay, yeah. That's tacky.
It's all tacky.
No, the others weren't tacky.
No.
That's tacky.
All right, housewarmings.
That would make sense.
Another reason to have just a public wish list.
Of course, someone who's looking at it and going, I don't even have a house, and they're moving in, and they want me to give them stuff for the house.
Well, maybe the house should be on your wish list.
There you go.
Good idea.
How about graduations?
Well, they say that.
We mentioned that one.
Oh, you did?
No, I don't think we mentioned it.
You did.
Did I?
I don't remember you mentioning it.
I don't remember me mentioning it either. They're saying, of course, graduations.
See?
Well, I guess I did.
It's on your wish list.
I'll tell you what's on my wish list right now.
You wish I'd shut up.
Well, if you go on Amazon, you will find people have wish lists for all kinds of things.
Wow.
And it doesn't have to be just these things. And it can just be like mine, just a wish list. It doesn't have to be for a reason. It's just a list of things that you would like to have.
Well, mine's not going to be for a reason then either.
But you're copying it, except for you're doing it strictly so people will buy you stuff.
No, I'm not.
You are. You said, I know what I'm going to do when I get home today.
I'll tell you, prime example. I looked.
Oh, Prime. So you got to put Prime in it.
Yeah. Amazon Prime example right here.
I found an instant, it looks like a thermos, espresso coffee maker.
What's that?
Unusual hand
Instant.
Gesture.
I know. You're supposed to shake it up.
You shake it like that?
Yeah. That's number one on my wish list.
I'm going to go to look at wish lists to see how weird people are.
Yeah, that's
because I have
idea.
A feeling Tom's and Heidi's wish lists are going to be just weird.
I need to pull mine up and see how weird I am
okay.
before I talk about this.
Mm-hmm. Glow sticks.
Lasers.
Yeah.
Wait now. That's not weird, is it?
Well,
yeah.
I just put something on it yesterday, and I can't think of what it was, but it was something pretty crazy. And I'm like, what did I put on that wish list?
I have, like, a lot of the kids' toys that they want.
Right. Know, for Christmas.
That I can remember, or I can't remember. I'm like, I'll put it on the wish list, and then I'll know later on.
But you got to remember to go look at your wish list.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have anything on my wish list. I just put it all in my cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then one day I'll go in there, oh, I got a bunch of stuff in my cart. Let me just purchase.
You know, but they change the prices on that and remind you. They're like, okay.
Oh.
The price has changed in that cart if you haven't checked in a while.
Oh, wow. Haven't. I just Googled Tom Steele Amazon wish list, and it says The Book of Classic Insults by Tom Steele.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't even remember writing that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.